Take it easy. Chapter 10. Joshua 10. That you find that, find Joshua 10. Then if you just give me a few minutes, I want to, before we read from the scripture, I want to kind of bring us up to where we're at this point in the scripture. On Wednesday nights, I have the opportunity I love to teach the kids. I guess it's like second grade through the fifth grade, second through fifth grade ages. Back in the back, me and Miss Penny, we take turns to share to that. And we've been studying on Wednesday nights this book of Joshua, and so I want to just like I say, bring us up to speed here. So if you found Joshua chapter 10, then give me about 3 or 4 minutes here. And in the book of Joshua, we know that the great leader Moses, God has taken Moses on to heaven. He's taken him up to heaven, and he prepared a man to take Moses' place, and that was Joshua. So Joshua has been leading the children of Israel now over the Jordan River into the promised land that God has promised the children there. So Joshua now is leading them in, and now they're having to take the land. They've got a lot of battles to fight, a lot of enemies that in the land. I mean, they're going to be overtaken. And what you see in the first few chapters is as long as they do God's battle plans, as long as they follow his instructions, they have great victory. And the instructions are, you know, pretty unusual sometimes, like the Jericho. If you remember the big city of Jericho, they're supposed to march around this city 7 times and shout and blow trumpets and such as this. And then a wall comes down. But if they follow God's instructions, they have great victories. But just like human people, in the book of Joshua, we see that there's times when they think, hey, we can do it without God. You know, we've had that last victory. We've got this figured out, maybe, I don't know what the thought, but they say, we don't need to bother God with this next little battle. We can take care of it. And when they do that, they suffer defeats. They have this big defeat when they don't, you know, follow God's plan. And so, like I say, there's a lot more stuff. It's a tremendous book. I mean, so much stuff that's in there that happens and in those battles and what takes place could just go on forever. But we'll come up here now in chapter 10. So in Joshua chapter 10, and right here before we read, there's a big battle taking place. There's five kings. Four kings outside of, there's a king of Jerusalem, a wicked king of Jerusalem, and then four other kings of the Ammonites. Now, I listen to these names. I mean, back in my older days, my younger days, on cassettes and on CDs. I'd listen to the five being read, but I can never say these names. I mean, I butcher them. I can't say these names. I would listen to them and hear them, but, man, it's just kind of blah, 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 blah to all these different names. But there's five kings that have gathered together to go against this city of Gibeon here. And do I not have that on? Do I have it on now? I'm sorry. But anyhow, my voice is pretty loud. You probably did hear me most of all, I bet. But anyway, these five kings have gathered to go against this city of Gibeon, and Joshua has come to the aid because that's a whole other story too, but he's made a pact with these people of the city here of Gibeon. And so they came to their aid, and stuff has happened. But let's read together in the Bible, chapter 10, verse 12. It says, "Then spake Joshua unto the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Ammonites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is it not written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hastened not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel." I want to take that little phrase in verse 14. It's talking about there's no day such as that day when the sun stood still there. I don't want to talk to you tonight just briefly on this thought. Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. But what I want to use in that scripture, I want to jump off of to this fact. I believe as a Christian, as we're Christians following our Lord, We have some oh what a days in our life. Days that absolutely time stands still. That many years later, you know, years can go by and you can look back at that day and it's just like it was yesterday. You know, time just stands still, okay? So I want to share with you three oh what a days. And I'm going to be giving you some personal testimony on some days in my life. But my I'll fail totally miserably tonight if I don't cause you to think about yours. You know, what I'm saying tonight is we all should have some of these what a days, okay? The first one is a what a day of salvation. Amen. The day that we came to realize we needed the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, that we put our faith and our trust. I've heard Brother David tell us, I've had a chance to hear him tell of that time at the camp, and other ones have heard Brother Chris share his message about a testimony of his salvation time just last week or so, okay? So what I want to do is I want to share with you a little bit, just real quickly, about my oh what a day, okay? But like I say, the aim is that we'd all think about that day, okay? Now for me, I was 20 years old. I was 20 years old, and it was at a little country church, a Southern Baptist church, in between Sundown and a level land called a little town called Fairview, and there was this youth group that was coming back from a youth trip in Mexico. And I had took a leave of absence from my job at Texas Instruments. I graduated from Idaho High School, and I worked at TI, and I took a leave, and I was trying out working for my dad in the oil field. I was driving a truck, and I was out in the oil field. And man, I was kind of a messed up. I never had much hair up here, but I had it growing down the side here and growing down the side here. It was long and ratted and messed up. And I can remember about every other word out of my mouth was a cuss word. Just solid. It was just like it couldn't say a sentence without being some kind of foul word. And that was my vocabulary. That was my language. And I remember this youth group. My stepmother got me set up with this group. Right before Easter, the Good Friday. That week they were having a revival. She had me go. She set it up so I went with these people on this trip. They were making Easter baskets. And I went and worked with them and stuff. And well, they invited me to go to that church service. It's a Good Friday, the Friday before Easter. I went to that church service at that little church. And I just remember I was standing in the pew, a big long pew. I was in the middle of all this youth group around me. And I didn't know it was going to be this way. I was shocked, but when I went in that building, the preacher of that little church was the same preacher that preached at Tokyo Baptist Church when I was 6 years old. Back years earlier, he was the preacher of that church. You know, the same. Now he was preaching here, and anyway, I just remember hearing about Jesus, his love for me, and listening all in. And then the invitation started, and I was holding on to this pew, and all of a sudden, all the youth that was around me, they just left and went to the altar and were praying, and I was left by myself holding on to that pew there. And I can remember just like yesterday. I don't remember stepping out, but I'm at the altar, and I'm like, oh, and that preacher's down around me, you know, and stuff. Stacy can help you. I said, nobody can help me. I can't figure this out. And what I meant by that was when I was 6 years old, I went forward. My sister had received the Lord as her Savior, and I saw how she's 2 years older than me. I saw the attention she got, and I remember me as a kid, I was thinking, man, I want that attention. I want that pat on the back and that hug and that attention. And I knew all the questions. I've been going to church. I knew. I go, oh, yeah, I'm a sinner. Yeah, I mess up. Oh, yeah, I get a boy. Jesus died for me. Yeah, he died for me. Oh, yeah. I knew all the stuff. So I was 6 years old, and I went forward to copying what my sister did and answered all the things, went in, got baptized. You're saved. But years go by. There's no oh, what a day to it to me, you know. When I wound up, I was in seventh grade at Brownfield, and they had, back then they could have people speak, come in and speak at the Bibles, and this guy got up and he taught, and I just remember every vein in his body he had shot with heroin, and he was a mess, he was on machines, but he stood up with a black Bible, and he taught us kids about needing Jesus, and I can remember about 300 of us kids got around him, and he led us in a prayer. Once again, I'm praying, dear Lord, forgive me my sins, dear Lord, come into my heart, be my Savior, okay, with these 300 other kids. I get baptized. Still no change in my life. Still no difference, you know? But then, oh, what a day happened that night. It's like it was yesterday to me. I can remember that. I can remember that feeling. I can remember going. I can remember the preacher standing there around me. I can remember my hopelessness. Like, I can't get this figured out, you know. And he says, "Stacy, you know what? You know what you need to bring your heart to." And that, I've never had a doubt from that moment to then. It was, oh, what a day. You see, that was my, oh, what a day. But what about your, oh, what a day on salvation? You got to have it. You know, you don't get saved and lose and save and lose it. You only get saved once. But you do ought to have that once. You got to have that once. You got to have that once. Oh, what a day, you know. Okay. And then another oh, what a day, I would think, in the life of a Christian is the day of marriage. God instituted marriage. He told Adam, he made Adam, it's not good that you be alone. He made a helpmate. He said, I'll make you a helpmeet in Eve. And then we all know in the Bible how he instituted. He gave the authority to marriage. It wasn't man. It wasn't man, you know, stuff. It was God that gave that institution forward. And then I remember in my life, I'd gotten all tied up in the children ministry. I mean, not all engrossed in the children ministry of this church, and it's so into it and stuff that I just didn't. Well, I never did. You know, go on dates or start out a personal life or do anything like this. I just let the time just went by and the year went by, and people started saying that the church was going to be their mission to find me a wife. You know, that it had to be everybody's business that you're going to have to find Stacy a wife. You get, and but as the Lord did it, He sent Deborah to the church. She came to the church and she started working in the youth, you know, department and stuff. And then the Lord opened the way that happened. Me and Deb got to the time of marriage. Well, I remember that marriage, the marriage ceremony. For me, I've been at this church, a sister church in Lubbock. I've been there 15 years as a layman working in the children's ministry, then 15 years on full-time staff with the ministry. I've been there a long time. So the way it worked out, we had our wedding ceremony, and it was on a Sunday evening. We had a regular Sunday evening service, and then it transitioned to a wedding. It just moved into a wedding, you know, and it just transitioned to a wedding time. And all of a sudden, I'm standing on the podium with my preacher then, Brother Kevin, and best man, one of the bus captains with me. And then all of a sudden, now then, it's turned into a wedding. And Deborah's maid of honor, a lady named Paula, but a friend of hers, she's walking in. And then there comes Deborah in, you know, up to the front. It's, oh, what a day. You know, it's just, oh, what a day. It's like it was yesterday to me. They're not here. They're always here. They're not, I think I saw on Facebook that they're on vacation. Maybe I know I saw a post about them being on a cruise or something. But Story and Aaron, it was last year this time, most of us here, we got the opportunity to go to that wedding. You know, Brother David did the ceremony up here at the church. And then we got to go down to the Kessel building there. And I remember Brother Mike and Story did their daddy-daughter dance thing that they did at that Kessler building. And I have good memories about that ceremony, but not oh what a day. You know what I mean? It's not a oh what a day to me. But you go talk to them, or you go talk to Brother Mike and Cherry, you go talk to them about that day, and it's oh what a day. Time has stood still. You know, it's just like it happened yesterday. Time has just stopped, like we read it, and it just stood still. Well, that's what we all get to have. God gives us these in our lives. Oh, what a day, you know? And so we got an oh, what a day of salvation. Oh, what a day of, you know, like we found our mate, our marriage. And then there's that oh, what a day of when you have your child or your kid is born, you know? We were kind of late in life doing it, you know, we'll get married Miss Deborah had two kids. I mean, I had blessed with Jake and Kelly, but Bryce was me and Deborah, and I remember I got to go. It got to be set up. I got to go into the delivery room with Deborah. She's going to have a C-section done, and boy, that is an experience to go in there. I don't see, even if it wasn't a water day, I don't see how you could forget it. We went in there, and I remember they started working on my wife and doing what they're going to do, and they started getting these vice stains out and sitting in the middle. I'm thinking,
Are they going to be able to put her back together? I really did. I mean, I was looking at that, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh, how can this be possible? You know, and it just, you know, all this, I'm going, and I'm standing there, I'm getting a little queasy, man. The wife, she goes through all this, I'm going, oh, my gosh, this is terrible. But then I'm looking there, and all of a sudden, they've got these sheets up here, and they got this stuff, and I'm standing right here, and all of a sudden, I just see this thumb pop up, just a thumb up like this, and the doctor goes, slams it back in. I thought, oh, I guess that wasn't time for that, you know. But then, just shortly, a few seconds later, there Bryce is. You know, there he is out and crying and out and oh, what a day. You know, what a day. Blake and Perry back there. Just a couple weeks ago, they have an oh, what a day, you know. I can tell you guys, years are going to go by, it's still going to be oh, what a day. Those twin girls. I mean, they're going to look back 20 years from now, whenever a little bit be, and it's going to be like it was yesterday. Like time has stood still, you know. And I just love that fact that God gives us that kind of deal in our lives. Oh, what a days, you know. There's many more when time will allow us to go on and on, you know. You could place in other big events, of course, in our lives. Those are the three that I thought about. But Joshua had this big battle. They had a victory right at hand. He wanted to finish it off. He said, "Gosh, we got five kings. We don't have to go back another day. We can finish this off. God, just keep the sun stand still, you know." And they finished off the battle. It was the sun just stood still. We know that happened according to the Bible, what it says there. But I take that and I'll say, in the Christian life, we have oh what a days too, days in our life that should, in our case, they stand still. We look back at, and they're just as vivid, just as precious, as if they had happened just a few minutes ahead earlier, you know? Think about your what a days. That's what I'm asking. What a days. Every one of you. I hope you have. Like I said, I trust and hope every one of you here had the surety of salvation. I had a hard time figuring it out. I know I did. I mean, I know I thought I was, and I was, you know? And so just never wonder about that. Never have a doubt or a wonder. Don't ever be thinking, people are going to think, hey, you already been saved. Don't ever wonder about that. Make sure what a day in your heart of that. I trusted the Lord in my heart. And then just lean on Him the rest of the way. Like you say, if you had the son who hadn't found marriage, if you get that marriage, that what a day that is, and on and on. But oh, what a day.
All right, let's all stand. We'll be dismissed. Don't forget, most likely the funeral service for Maudine will be on Friday. It'll be here at the church. If at all possible, you come and be a support to Michelle on that day. Brother Chris, be praying for him as he travels home. He'll be traveling home on Saturday. And just pray for his safe trip and that he'll have a good time while he's away and rest. And then just pray for Sunday. We'll have a great day. Old Chad down there smiling from ear to ear. Aren't you, Chad? Anybody know why Chad's smiling from ear to ear? Cowboys won 40-0 on Friday night. I bet you haven't even been able to sleep since then, have you? All right.